Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Good Assassin, a novel by Paul Wittig, read by George Newbern.
Blessed are the dead that the rain falls on. F. Scott Fitzgerald, The Great Gatsby. Part 1. Chapter 1. Washington, D.C., 1958. It was all set in motion over lunch at Harvey's when the director made a casual request that caught George Miller off guard. The request came out of nowhere in the midst of the director's rambling on about the unfortunate state of affairs in Cuba. Muller thought it an odd but harmless favor, and it didn't require anything of him that he wasn't willing to freely give. But still, it was unexpected. Toby Graham is a good man, and good men are hard to keep. They get tired or fed up with the goddamn bureaucracy we've become, or squeamish about the work, or they want a bigger house, they move on. We think he is leaving us. I want to know what's on his mind. It was noon. Muller remembered the time well. The restaurant was empty at that hour, and the director, who arrived early to the office, had taken to lunching before the place filled with a boisterous crowd of eavesdropping Capitol Hill staffers. The director had drained his second gin martini right after the first. Muller had come down by train from New Haven for their annual lunch, which had started the year he left the agency and now, 5 years on, had devolved into a quaint ritual. Muller didn't allow himself to look interested when the request came. He didn't want to give the director the satisfaction of seeing.